This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Israel says it plans to take over Gaza City, an escalation of its war with Hamas. Middle East analyst Dan Raviv.
They could have really pushed for peace, ceasefire talks, and an exchange of prisoners and hostages, but instead they decided to step up the war. Not every Israeli is in favor of that.
In Chicago, Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem accuses Democrats of protecting violent migrants.
They are deciding that dangerous criminals that are murderers, rapists, money launderers have committed assault, that are trafficking children, are more important than the families that live in the communities here.
A major new wildfire in Southern California has prompted evacuations. Other people could face a similar decision.
We have all the animals in the car, important documents, and we're ready if we got to go.
Scary, that's for sure, you know, but I'm going to try to stay as long as I can to protect my home.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WFHR and WIRA News, I'm Melissa Kay. While the Wisconsin DNR has allowed the week-long air quality advisory to expire for now, it doesn't quite mean we're all in the clear. The Canadian wildfires remain ongoing, and Craig Karnecki with Wisconsin DNR Air Management said there are a lot of factors that keep the flames burning. That includes unseasonably warm temperatures, a lack of snow over the winter, and extended drought conditions. Meanwhile, a Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Joanne Krulots reports.
A Wisconsin lawmaker has filed an official complaint over wildfire smoke from Canada. Tomahawk Republican Representative Calvin Callahan, along with Republican lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota, submitted the letter to the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. In a statement, Callahan says Canada needs to face real consequences if it fails to get wildfires under control. The letter calls for an investigation into the country's wildfire management practices and for potential remedies under the international law. The lawmakers argue Canada's failure to contain the fires has harmed the quality of life of more than 20 million Americans in the Midwest. They're requesting response within 30 days from the EPA.
The first week of August is World Breastfeeding Week. We're well aware of the benefits for babies, but proponents at UW Health Kids say there's still a need for more awareness and support for breastfeeding mothers. Many postpartum moms face mental health challenges, such as stress, anxiety, and depression, that can impact lactation ability. There's limited access to experts and education. Some cities are working to improve access and awareness. In Wisconsin Rapids, Mayor Matt Zacher has proclaimed the entire month of August National Breastfeeding Month. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers host the New York Mets. Milwaukee, the first team in the majors to have 70 wins. They are four games ahead of the Cubs after beating the Braves Wednesday, thanks to Isaac Collins, Blake Perkins, Sal Frelick, manager Pat Murphy.
I'm proud of the guys. I mean, they find ways. They keep going, keep the pressure on. Somebody else every night. I mean, I guess Collins is every night. But then, like, Perk was incredible. He had a great game. Yelly always comes up big for us. Sal hasn't played in a while. I had three hard contacts on base three times. Ortiz is, finds a way to get involved offensively. And, of course, defensively, he's been great.
NFL, the Packers host the New York Jets 7 p.m. tomorrow night.
There's a lot that goes into those preseason games in regards to the evaluation process. It's live football, unscripted looks, unscouted looks. And you want to see how these guys react.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour, but that could create some risky swimming out on the lakes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 76.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously, the best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, we'll talk to Tom Nelson about his new book, comparing the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald to how the economy has been turning against its workers.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Jumma Mubarak. It is the end of the week, the beginning of the weekend, and anything goes Friday. What's on your mind today? Our army was built to protect the Republic. Now it's being deployed to subdue it. We'll talk about that in a moment. Also, has something broke and nervous Republicans are plotting against Trump? And gerrymandering, the Florida Republican Party begins the process to steal an election. Are more Democratic legislatures on the run, or are they fighting back? In the second hour of our program, scientists call out Donald Trump's plan to update climate reports, just like, you know, what Stalin did. And when Trump doesn't like the numbers, he just fabricates new numbers with his very own quack economist. And the buried Epstein secrets exposed, how oligarchy can be tackled, and why we shouldn't be surprised that this is a common thing dictators do, all in our third hour. But to start, oh, and by the way, tomorrow I will be in Houston, for KPFT, our Houston affiliate, for the soiree with me and Grant Peoples, including a Q&A and a book signing session at Emerson Unitarian Universalist Church on August 9th. That's tomorrow. Tickets are available. You can see the details on my Facebook page, or you can go to kpft.org and check it out. So our daily take over at HartmanReport.com, my rant for the day, the Army is titled, "The Army Was Built to Protect the Republic. Now it's being deployed to subdue it." And, you know, after a couple of wannabe carjackers in Washington, D.C. punched out big balls, you know, the kid that the teenager that Elon Musk hired to destroy Social Security, they're down about, what, 8,000 employees now. And so, you know, if you're just turning 65 and you want to sign up for Social Security, good luck. But anyhow, big balls got beat up. And Donald Trump is using that as an excuse to threaten to take over the city and bring in the National Guard to police it, which is a clear violation of the Posse Comitatus Act, which says that, which was passed after the Civil War, which says that American soldiers will never again turn their guns on American civilians. Well, Trump has already done it in Los Angeles. Now he wants to do it in D.C. This despite the fact that this year crime is at a 30-year low in Washington, D.C., and Washington, D.C. has the largest police force in per capita terms of any city in America. None of that matters. Trump wants to turn America into a police state, just like every other dictator in the world does when they get a hold of a democracy. They steal from the people, they enrich their cronies, they break laws with impunity, and then they use their police agencies to terrorize the general populace, the judges and the legislators into docility and submission when they object. In fact, they told us this was their goal. They showed us. They wrote it down. A leaked memo from inside the Department of Homeland Security just lays it out. It says that the military is no longer a last resort in American governance. It's not something you bring in with an act of an emergency of some sort. It's now the first. It's a central player, a political weapon, just like in Russia. And they're not even hiding it anymore. I mean, this isn't some kind of speculation or dystopian what if. The New Republic actually got a hold of this memo from within the Department of Defense, outlining this coordinated strategy to embed military forces into immigration enforcement, and not just at the border, but in particular in American cities, particularly American cities run by Democratic mayors, which is most American cities. And it calls for replicating the recent Los Angeles deployment, quote, for years to come, uses phrases like homeland defense. This is about militarization. It's not about law enforcement. This is about power. It's not about safety. This is about building a political machine with boots and guns. It's not about stopping crime. And it's already happening. America is rapidly turning into an authoritarian police state. Over the last 2 months, Trump has done what no modern president has dared. He sent 4,000 National Guard troops, federalized, not state-controlled, into Los Angeles to back up ICE raids. And then he sent in 700 active duty Marines from the 2nd Battalion to the 7th Marines. These aren't weekend warriors. These are combat-trained infantry troops deployed to performatively surround federal buildings and support immigration enforcement while pro-democracy protesters were filling the streets. Marines in American cities in June and July guarding federal offices and intimidating demonstrators. And now we've learned that smaller units have been sent to Florida and are prepping for deployment to Texas and Louisiana. I mean, this memo isn't a warning. It's a blueprint. It's a playbook. This is not normal. This is not legal. And this is not the American way. Hegseth and his friends didn't intend you to read this memo, but it urges DHS to persuade top military brass to view immigration enforcement as homeland defense missions. It seeks to embed armed, killing-trained military personnel inside ICE and CPB to increase information sharing and nationwide operational planning. This is the militarization of America. It frames transnational gangs and cartels as the equivalent of Al-Qaeda, a dangerous and dishonest leap. And it admits in its own words that due to the sensitive nature of the meeting, it documents, quote, minimal written policy or background should be preserved. In other words, they know what they're doing is legally and morally criminal, so they're minimizing the paper trail. Carrie Lee, a senior fellow at the German Marshall Fund, said, quote, this speaks to the intent to use the military within the United States at a level not seen since the Japanese internment. I'd say it's at a level we haven't seen since the Civil War, when Americans turned their guns on each other and 700,000 of us died. And it was outlawed after that war with the Posse Comitatus Act. And after the Kent State massacre, we resolved never again. And by the way, at Kent State, it wasn't Richard Nixon who called out the National Guard. It was Governor, what was it, Priebus or something like that? It was the governor of Ohio who called out the National Guard. It was not federalized. Trump has taken this a whole big step beyond what happened at Kent State. Over at the Brennan Center, Joseph Nunn warns that this could create a permanent domestic forever war, a campaign of endless militarization justified by fear and manufactured crises. We're talking about soldiers. And in this case, including armed, masked ICE agents who are answerable only to Trump, terrifying civilians on their own streets and in their own homes. It's a military occupation of the United States of America. I mean, the only thing they haven't broken is the Third Amendment, which says that you can't, you know, the government can't force you to let soldiers sleep in your spare bedroom. We'll get there, I think. And that's exactly the point. This is all part of the classic dictator's playbook. You gin up fear about migrants and minorities. You call them invaders, terrorists, cartel assassins. You blur the lines between protest and insurrection. You say cities are out of control. Then you send in the troops, not to protect, but to occupy. And you call it national security. This isn't just Trumpism. This is textbook authoritarianism in the mold of Putin's Russia and Orban's Hungary. It embodies the early stages of the horror stories of what came out of 1930s Europe in Italy, Spain, and Germany. And let's not forget the power grab in all this. When Trump federalized the National Guard in California, he did it against the will of the head of the California National Guard, which is Governor Gavin Newsom. A federal court ruled in California's favor, but hey, they're appealing it to the Supreme Court. This is not just a skirmish over jurisdiction. This is an open attack on the sovereignty of the states, the 9th and 10th Amendments of the Constitution. It's a president saying, your guard is now my army. This moment is a test of our Constitution, of our institutions, and of our will. Because if we don't stand, if we normalize Marines in our cities, guard troops in our streets, soldiers surveilling residential communities, and we've already surrendered. And do you think Trump is going to hesitate to send in the troops again? I mean, we've seen this happen before. We've seen it in other countries. We're seeing it right now in other countries. And now we're seeing it here in the United States. We're not at war with ourselves yet, but the troops have already landed.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
15 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of the news of the day and your calls. I'm just going to stay with you. Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom. It's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply.
El Cafe in Port Edwards is your small-town stop for big flavor. From sizzling breakfast tacos and fluffy pancakes to juicy burgers and classic tacos, everything's made fresh and served fast. Ranked one of the top 10 fish fries in the Wisconsin Rapids area, El Cafe brings bold taste and hometown charm to every plate. Family-friendly, affordable, and always satisfying. It's time for good food. Visit elcafewi.com to see the full menu and plan your next get-together with family and friends. El Cafe. Find and follow on Facebook.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect.
800-217-9129. 800-217-9129. 800-217-9129.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's go Brewers!
You can go to the Brewers!
Wait, Todd, what?
It's Free Ticket Friday, Terry. A chance to win a four-pack of Brewers tickets several times every Friday. Great seats, by the way.
Okay, so download the free Civic Media app, find your local station, and listen for the keyword. Then text it through the app for your chance to win in this statewide contest.
Free Ticket Friday. On your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. CB Distillery's VIP sale is on. For a few days only, you can save up to 50% on everything with the code VIP. If better sleep, less stress, and pain relief after exercise sounds good to you, you need to hear about CBD from CB Distillery. They have plant-based solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood and focus, even pain after exercise. All made with high-quality, clean ingredients. They even have CBD for pets. Many of you are already feeling the difference, especially with their sleep products. That's what I use, their sleep gummies, and they really work. Look, if you're still tossing and turning at night or struggling with another health concern, make the change to CB Distillery. And now is your chance to save big with the code VIP. But this deal won't be all around long, so don't wait. Visit cbdistillery.com and enter the code VIP to save up to 50% on everything at cbdistillery.com. And the code is VIP to save up to 50% on everything. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota. cbdistillery.com. And the code is VIP to get 50% off everything.
He used to guard the borders, far from home in sight. Now he's walking through the city in the middle of the night. Wearing stars and stripes like armor, but his orders ain't the same.
He's not fighting foreign tyrants, now he answers to a name. He's a new American soldier, a blade drawn from within. No oath to the people, just power and the wind. From the White House to your doorstep, under orders in the dark, he's a sword for autocracy, and he's ready to leave a mark. They called it homeland safety, they dressed it up in pride. But mothers hold their children close when he starts to occupy. No siren, no confession, just the silence of the law. When democracy gets strangled in a soldier's martial jaw. But to keep the voices down, he's the armored hand of power. He's the shadow on the street. He's a weapon without conscience, marching on repeat. This ain't what the founders wrote. This ain't what the people vote. This is boots on broken trust, turning on. The governor's lost the fight. The guard belongs to Washington, and justice lost the right. And when you raise your banner, or you kneel upon the floor, he's a knock you never wanted. He's a steel And he's pointing it at me.
Twenty-four minutes past the hour. He's dangerous to them. This is what Lev Parnas says. This is fascinating. Lev has got some inside sources. You know, he used to be an insider in the Trump machine, as it were, in the first administration. And apparently this is what we all missed. You know, there was this meeting that was supposed to be at J.D. Vance's house. Was it yesterday or the day before? And when Trump was asked about it in the White House, J.D. Vance was there. And he said, well, what's going on, J.D.? And J.D. said, there is no meeting at my home to discuss the Epstein situation. Well, it turns out it wasn't at his home. It was in the White House. But what's interesting is the guy who was not invited, and this is what Lev Parnas is pointing out, and that is my old debating partner, the guy that I probably debated him 50 times. I mean, he's been on the program over and over and over again, and that's Dan Bongino. Dan used to show up, you know, week after week. He was I disagree with him about all kinds of things, but hey, he was a reasonably honorable guy. And apparently he's not down with all this Epstein stuff. And so they did not invite him. He's now the number two guy at the FBI under Kash Patel. So Patel was there and Kristi Noem and Pam Blondie and the whole bunch. They were all there except for Bongino. And according to Lev Parnas, the goal of the meeting was to figure out how to shut up Bongino, to muzzle him is the word he uses, or to threaten him or something. I don't know. So keep an eye on Dan Bongino. They're quite nervous about this, apparently, about him. And I can tell you, from having debated Dan Bongino over and over and over again, from having sat right across the table from him, from having, you know, shared coffee with him and had conversations with him, that, this is a guy that if he's not on board, and I would be surprised if they can threaten him. The guy's a former Secret Service agent. If he's not on board, they're going to have a problem. This is going to get weird or interesting. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And now we're hearing reports that the knives are out for Trump. This is wild. I'll tell you about that after the break, and I'll pick up your calls on Liz Weekend. Peter Galili is the CEO of the wellness company, changing healthcare, starting with the medical emergency kit. This is not a first aid kit. It comes stocked with prescription medication to treat dozens of common and serious illnesses. No more waiting to see your doc sitting in a crowded ER or emergency care or the pharmacy. Your prescriptions are in your emergency medical kit. Peter, welcome to the program. Tell us about this.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, our emergency medical kits are really taking the country by storm. We've helped protect over a million Americans, and I pinch myself when I even say that. Meds like you just mentioned, things like amoxicillin and antibiotics, every American is going to probably get a prescription for these in the next couple of years, right? It's always something. People everywhere are fed up with going to the doctors, fed up with waiting in line for urgent care, and we all know that the best time to address a sickness is the morning you feel that scratchy throat or the runny nose, rather than trying to wait it out. You need to have medicines on hand in your medicine cabinet today to take. Purchase it online, just like you purchase anything online. There is a 2-minute medical intake questionnaire where we collect some basic data. It goes to our medical team. It's a team of 50 state licensed doctors. So a doctor in your state will review it and call you if they have any questions. If not, we will issue you a medical emergency kit, which will be dispensed through our pharmacy and shipped to your doorstep. It's 100% compliant with the FDA, all of our doctors are registered MD, DOs, or NPs. They do this every day, all day. And the medicines come from our pharmacy, which, again, is prescribing them to you with your name on it and is licensed in all 50 states as well. It took us a long time to build out this infrastructure that allows us to do this, but a lot of Americans are taking advantage.
Peter, thanks so much for dropping by and speaking with us today.
I appreciate it.
Peter Galluli is the CEO of The Wellness Company, urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and use the promo code Tom.
Maggie Dawn.
Well, I'm off taking in the best Wisconsin Northwoods has to offer. Enjoy highlights from recent shows, and don't miss your chance to win tickets to see the Red Hot Brewers with Free Ticket Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
For WFHR and WIY News, I'm Melissa Kay. Radio stations across Wisconsin could be in jeopardy of going off the air now that the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is shutting down. Savannah Tome Olson reports.
In June, President Donald Trump signed a bill to cut more than $1 billion to the CPB, which helps fund PBS, NPR, and hundreds of other stations across the country. WOJB in Hayward is one of them. It's owned by the Lac-Couturier Band of Lake Superior Ojibwe Tribe. Carl Habeck is the general manager.
We're a public nonprofit radio station, 501c3. We are a 100,000-watt station, so we broadcast approximately a 100-mile radius of Hayward, Wisconsin.
WOJB will lose more than $200,000 in funding from the CPB. That's 41% of their operating budget. Habeck says so far he hasn't had to consider pay cuts or layoffs. At first he was worried, but now they're figuring out how to keep going, largely by increasing their underwriting and relying on their listeners.
We've received so many unsolicited donations in the last couple of weeks. It is unbelievable. You know, opening up their checkbooks and showing that they care and they want to keep WOJB on the air.
Especially up north, Habeck says the station is vital.
We're in a very rural area. I mean, there's a lot of areas where forget about cable TV or anything like that. You have a hard enough time getting cell phone service in a lot of areas up here. So therefore, the radio is basically the only news and entertainment source for people. Weather emergencies, school closings.
The Corporation for Public Broadcasting will lose most of its staff at the end of September. The nearly 60-year-old agency provides funding to more than 40 stations across Wisconsin, including the WPR network. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson.
As Wisconsin is summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sizzling hot today with mostly sunny skies and high humidity. With temperatures spiking to the low 90s, it's really going to be feeling more like near 100 degrees. Thankfully, we have a breeze, 10 to 20 miles per hour. But that could create some risky swimming out on the lakes. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 83 degrees.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwaba. On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, and our Wisconsin music expert Terry Barr joins me for Bar Band Friday Night. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Thank you so much for all of your support. Did you know? know that every weekday we send out an email before the show giving you all the topics coming up so you can be fully informed and ready to interact with our program? Or that after the show we send out Sue's Stack, a list of every topic I've discussed along with clickable hot links to every source of information I've shared with you on the air? It's all completely free and available over at tom.tv, T-H-O-M.tv. Check it out.
To uphold the law, they took the stand. With promises made, they shook our hands. In the name of justice, their word was sworn. But behind closed doors, a clue was born. From oaths to lies, the truth was bent. Twisting precedents with dark intent. A radical agenda they now pursue. This betrayal, democracy they undo. From oaths to lies, a Supreme Court coup. They turned our laws to serve a few. The fabric of freedom now under threat. Injustice reigns, we won't forget.
Past the hour. Welcome back. Something broke. This is the headline by an article by David McAfee, or McAfee, I'm not sure. The knives are out as fellow Republicans plot against the president. This is according to Rick Wilson, a former conservative Republican strategist. He hosts the Lincoln Project podcast. He says it's finally happening. No, not a sweet meteor of death, not the rapture, not the long-delayed federal raid on child sex trafficking and human sacrifice dungeon in Mar-a-Lago's catacombs. To see two can play that game, MAGA. That's interesting. Is there a child sex trafficking set of tunnels underneath Mar-a-Lago? I don't know. Anyhow, he goes on to say, but Rick Wilson, you know, is raising that specter. Anyhow, he goes on to say, but for the first time in a long time, it feels like political gravity is remembering to do its damn job. Rick Wilson wrote, Donald Trump, the screeching orange parasite who first hollowed out and then killed the Republican Party, has been determined to wreck American constitutional government, is bleeding in the polls. And the cause, of course, is Jeffrey Epstein. He says, basically what he's going on to say, I won't read the whole thing. I'll just give you a summary, then get to your calls. He says, power is rarely lost all at once. It leaks, it drips, and when the dam breaks, everyone upstream suddenly remembers that they never liked you in the first place. That moment has arrived. This is interesting. If Rick Wilson is right, the Republican Party may be on the verge of something really significant. I mean, you know, you've got Jeff Duncan, the former lieutenant governor of Georgia, saying, I'm now a Democrat. You've got Adam Kinzinger coming out and saying he hasn't become a Democrat yet, but, you know, just condemning the takeover of the Republican Party. It's, you know, and now down in Florida, Dan Perez, who is the Speaker of the House, says that Florida is going to gerrymander just like Texas is. So the Republicans have declared war on the Republic on behalf of Donald Trump. Is it going to work? I don't know. What do you say? Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thanks for taking my call. I've heard the same thing from Rick Wilson. I don't believe that the normal Republicans are going to take over.
Yeah, I'm skeptical. I think Rick Wilson is being a little too hyperbolic.
You know, you said Rhode Island 56. It was 66 points she won by in Rhode Island, but we'll put that aside.
Okay.
Well, I think he said 56. Maybe I can't hear. But I was thinking if we win, like I told the guy that took my call, what do we do? Do we sue Trump and his whole family for $3 trillion and then sue his administration? Or we've got to retaliate. My thinking is, do we dismantle the Supreme Court and put him up on treason charges the first time they try to, you know, rein in the Democratic presidency?
I think when Trump is out of office, that we should do what Merrick Garland pissed away 2 years before he got around to, which is hold him to account. And by the way, now I would include Eric and Don Jr. in this thing as they're traveling around the world exploiting his presidency.
Son-in-law and daughter, too. And let's not kid ourselves, Tom. His wife and young son They think they're going to run back to Maryland. They got to be included, too. She made a bundle on this crypto.
Yeah. Well,
she's got away with this the second, first time, too.
I believe she has retained her. I think she's retained her Slovenian citizenship. And, you know, so maybe she and, I mean, her parents are living nearby. Maybe she and Barron and her parents will go back to Slovenia. I don't know.
What do you think, Tom? Do we got to retaliate? Or do we send the troops in Ohio, Florida, and Texas like that? Because Abbott, I've heard now, thinks he's going to run for president.
Yeah, I got it. That's I don't see choice. It as retaliation, Russ. I see it as justice. I think that we need to hold people.
Well,
Donald Trump has broken multiple laws recently, from Posse Comitatus to the Hatch Act to the Emoluments Clause of the Constitution. He needs to be held to account for those.
Did you see this new
things.
Guy, Tom? This BLS guy? This guy's garbage. You got Jeannie Shapiro as a U.S. attorney?
Yeah.
Wanting to arrest everybody?
I know.
I mean, you've got to sue these guys, Tom. I mean, the base will not stand for.
Well, that's happening, but judges are being intimidated like there's no tomorrow, Russ. That's the other problem. Russ, thanks for the call. It's good points all. Dave in Buffalo, New York. Hey, Dave, what's up?
Thanks, Tom. A lot about the other comment. There's plenty of prisons to lock them all up, the else to go. My proposal is that where the pressure of the bottom of the ocean, we have vents and tubes, and there was three-quarter, in 2014 it was discovered that three times as much water was tied up in a ringwoodite a mineral has three times as much water in there than on the surface of the earth. And the pressure from underneath forced up a diamond that made us research into why that happened and where does the pressure come from. And my suggestion is that the Mediterranean Sea and the Great Lakes are at the same level height-wise, and the Mississippi River goes straight down, and it's the fourth longest system, including the Missouri, all of it, in the world, that of the 3,800 miles, 3,700 miles, and then but the what happens is that the Mediterranean Sea, which is at the same level as the Great Lakes, and what that is actually like a bathtub to the oceans, because what happens is that I have pictures of, I can send you on threads that how the water from the oceans enter the Mediterranean Sea, and right at Libya, there is a scoop in a bay. And in the picture that I could send you, there is a level or a line right there, but it all becomes a bathtub or a washtub.
I get all that, Dave. What's the point? Why are you telling me this?
Under the surface of the Africa, there is a between a third and fourth longest freshwater river that goes straight down like the Mississippi River from the Mediterranean
Sea. But it's underground.
But it's underground. And what I'm suggesting at the end point, at 100 miles short of how long the Mississippi River is, that is the entrance point of where it goes underground and causes the underground pressure from underneath the oceans through into the mantle that holds all that water, as well as the pressure from the tubes and the vents on the bottom of the ocean.
Dave, it's a fascinating theory. I have to move along, but thank you very much for sharing it. Larry in Los Angeles. Hey, Larry, what's up?
Hey. Well, look, the market's up right now, but and that's what I want to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
You might recall that a week before the election, I called all frantic and telling you that the markets were rigged.
Mm-hmm.
And I eventually called the FBI against your advice and told them what I had found to prove it. And they arrested this guy named John Harold Rogers. We haven't heard anything since then. And, I was going over the...
Wait a minute. You saying, Larry, that the FBI arrested somebody because you called them on him?
I'm saying that it could have been a coincidence. But John Harold Rogers was arrested on January 31st.
For what?
And I was thinking, oh, that's for passing on information, Fed data that could manipulate the stock market.
Ah, so he was doing inside trading, basically.
He wasn't doing. He was a former Fed member.
Mm-hmm.
But he has access. Still has access to all those guys in the Fed.
Sure.
And there was a lot of chatter from the Fed where they were so happy about quantitative tightening.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I think was manipulating the market, and the Fed was doing this.
Mm-hmm.
So in June of 24, it took about 10 weeks for the Fed to remove $100 billion from the stock market.
Mm-hmm.
In November, the election month, it took 4 weeks. When it dropped from 10 weeks to 4 weeks, removing that money, and that was causing the stock market to have these wild gyrations.
Mm-hmm.
This last period, it took 11 weeks to remove $100 billion. So it went from 10 weeks to 4 weeks to 11 weeks. And this week, the last couple of weeks, is the weeks where the markets have all of a sudden taken off again.
So what's the significance of all this? What's the point you're making?
The manipulation of the markets was done by the Federal Reserve, including some outside of the Federal Reserve. The FBI arrested this guy. And then after Donald Trump met with Powell last week, I suspect that Powell told him what he did to get Donald Trump back in the White House. And he also told Trump to protect his former Fed member. And so they fired that intern FBI head who arrested Harold Rogers in January 31. That case is not going to go anywhere.
This is stuff like in a Robert Ludlum novel here, Larry. That's just wild stuff.
If you have to, I'm giving you the name. You'd actually have to look it up to verify all of this.
Yeah.
But it's on the record.
Amazing. Larry, thanks for the call and thanks for the information. It's great hearing from you. It's always great hearing from you. I appreciate it. It's 46 minutes past the hour. It's Anything Goes Weekend. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be right back with your calls. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide that's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Go to GetNativePath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
It's back. Because of the tremendous response last year, the studios of WFHR and WIRI will be having an open house on Wednesday, August 20th from 12 to 6 p.m. Join the crew for food trucks, games, and a staff dessert contest. Kids can try their hand at being a radio announcer. Some will even be played on the air. Local nonprofits will be on hand, along with special live broadcasts on both stations. Join us right here, 1690 2nd Avenue South, for our open house on August 20th from 12 to 6.
Your free ticket Friday keyword is summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, summer.
Use the Civic Media app to text in the keyword for your chance to win a 4-pack of Milwaukee Brewers tickets. Full contest details on the Civic Media website.
This fall, there's only one place to be, Camp Randall Stadium. Wisconsin football returns with can't-miss matchups, including Maryland, Iowa, Washington, and more. From the first touchdown to jump around and the celebration of the fifth quarter, experience the traditions and unforgettable memories that make Wisconsin football so special. Single-game tickets are now on sale. Lock in your spot today by visiting uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Wisconsin football game day starts here. We'll see you at Camp Randall.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. This is all too familiar to me. You know, you wake up with a scratchy throat, congestion, runny nose, and a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. And your choices are you can tough it out, get sick, and take time off work. You can hope the doctor can see you this month. You wait 2 hours at urgent care and sit in a room full of people coughing on you. Or you can open your medical emergency kit like mine. I just match my symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip this in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus, a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. My meds are in my kit. Every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. And I can get you one for $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. And then when you check out, use the promo code Tom. That's promo code Tom, T-H-O-M, at urgentcarekit.com/Tom.
As a tear gas filled the sky, you wore your cap, stood proud in that hall while your Messiah hid behind gold-plated walls. Told you he'd save the kids in chains, but he flew first class to Epstein's planes. While you feared basements that don't exist, he was soaking in spas with a teenage guest list. You stormed the Capitol for a man who knew damn well.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Mike in Madison, Wisconsin. Hey, Mike, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to ask you, Tom, I seen on the news this morning where Trump signs an executive order to allow Bitcoin and crypto into 401k plans.
Yeah, I saw that.
Doesn't the Oversight Committee of Congress have to approve all this stuff? And isn't that just going to be more Trump corruption?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure, Mike. I mean, typically the way things work is Congress passes a law asking a federal regulatory agency to do something, you know, EPA, please clean up our air. And so then the EPA hires a bunch of scientists and they go out and they look and they say, okay, the problem with the air is, you know, particulate matter from diesel. And so you've got to change how diesel fuel is, burned or refined or whatever. And so they come up with the details. And then the executive branch, the president's branch, executes those details. I'm assuming, and I don't know, so, check this out, Mike, if this is important to you, but I'm assuming that when 401ks were created back during the Reagan administration as a way of trying to start the privatization process of Social Security, that it was fairly general about what could be in a 401k, and the IRS was tasked with the job of determining specifically what and how 401ks, what can go into them and how they operate. If that's the case, then a presidential executive order to the director of the Internal Revenue Service probably has legal punch, probably is entirely legal. On the other hand, if Congress specified in the law that created the 401ks exactly how the 401ks should operate, or if 401ks were created by the IRS as a regulator, well, actually, if Congress specified, then no, he can't do it. If 401ks were created by the IRS based on some old, some older piece of legislation, like, for example, the one that created IRAs, investment retirement accounts, then the president has the authority to do it. I just don't know which of those scenarios Mike brought it about. I'm sorry.
Okay, thanks for the answer,
yeah,
Tom.
Yeah, I hope I gave you the basis to look it up, and I'm sorry, I just can't do that fast on the air. Steve in Portland. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi, Tom. Can you hear me okay?
Just fine, yeah. What's on your mind?
Okay. Hey, I had a question. Well, two questions I wanted to ask you. The first one is, basically, we all know that Stephen Colbert got nixed because of Donald Trump, and he's got like 8-9 months left on the air.
Yeah.
Do you think there's a chance that since he wants to get under Trump's skin now and he has nothing to lose, that he might have Greg Palast on his show, and Greg Palast could talk about Vigilantes Inc. and talk about the proof he has that the...
Oh, that's a great suggestion, Steve. I don't have any connections to Stephen Colbert. Or his program, or any of his producers, and NBC is separate from MSNBC. I mean, I know a bunch of people at MSNBC because I'm on Ali Velshi's show a lot, and I've been on other MSNBC programs as well. In fact, I think I'm going to be on Ali Velshi's show tomorrow morning. It's not nailed down for sure yet, but it's tentative around 7:30 Pacific, 10:30 Eastern time. But if you know anybody, or if anybody listening knows anybody who has any connection to Stephen Colbert or his producers, please reach out to them and suggest that they get Greg Palast on to talk about, what he found about the 2024 election. Because it's solid stuff. It's absolutely bulletproof. Steve, I got to run, but thank you. That's a great idea. That was just brilliant. We'll be back on the other side of the break. Scientists are calling out Donald Trump, and and Trump doesn't like the numbers. He just fabricates new ones, with his very favorite quack economist. I'll tell you all about that, and we'll pick up your calls as Anything Goes Weekend rolls along.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Public education is the cornerstone of democracy, and right now that foundation is under attack. Across the country, lawmakers are pushing school vouchers to defund public schools, sending your tax dollars to private religious institutions. At the same time, they're forcing the Ten Commandments into classrooms and replacing trained counselors with unlicensed school chaplains. This is not protecting religious freedom, it's violating it. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is standing up for our First Amendment. FFRF uses legal action, education, and advocacy to defend the separation of church and state and protect every student's right to a secular education. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Because public funds should fund education, not religious indoctrination.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information, and WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Homeland Secretary Kristi Noem went to Chicago to attack Democrats who she says are shielding undocumented immigrants.
They'd rather be a sanctuary state and continue to put those individuals above American citizens who built this country.
An appeals court has tossed out a judge's contempt finding against the Trump administration in a case over deportations to a prison in El Salvador. Israel plans to seize Gaza City, an escalation of the war against Hamas. Middle East analyst Dan Raviv.
The chief of staff of the military openly was against what the cabinet decided. He might even end up resigning.
President Trump has signed an order designed to let people add cryptocurrency, real estate, and private equity investments to their 401k plans. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
The risk is that these are volatile assets and they tend not to be liquid, meaning that if you want to sell them, sometimes it's hard to get out.
CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.